love that journey.
You want me to start it, or you
can start it? You got it.
Oh, you don't want to start it?
No, because I'm gonna be talking a lot. I also can't see. No, I can't.
So people are gonna be like, "Oh, damn."
Yeah, literally, they're gonna be like, "We actually did not ask to hear this bitch monologue for 5 hours."
That's fine. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Yes, we took a little break just for the holidays, but we're here in 2023. We're looking forward to this year. A lot of great things on the way. Did I say the wrong year? What are you looking at me like that?
I was going to say something really corny.
Go ahead.
Decided against it.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, the moment's passed.
No, it's fine.
Booze and Bays is back from the holidays.
I'm going to have to cut that. But 2023 is going to be our year. A lot of big things coming. A lot of interesting podcasts. Hopefully some new guests on. Maybe some traveling. Who knows? Some filming. We're just looking forward to
this. The world is our oyster.
Exactly. We're just looking forward to 2023. This is the Jordan year. This is our year, I guess. Maybe that was as cringy as what you just said.
See?
But what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, Madison, what are you here to talk about today?
Princess Diana. And before any of you royal family apologists have anything to say, the Queen's guilty. She, hook, line, and sinker, killed her. But let's start with some history.
Okay, I will say, though, I have no, like, preconceived, like, ideas about, like, this topic. Like,
okay.
I'm aware that Princess Diana passed away. I don't know when. I don't know, like, how. Like, I'm not sure, like, what the conspiracy is behind it. Just a little bit. So, this should be interesting to see how stupid I sound during this.
Because it's one of those things, it's a very divided topic. Like, you either think, like, oh my god, there's no way. Like, my grandmother loves the Queen, was devastated when the Queen died. She believes that she was the epitome of just chef's kiss, wonderful. I personally think she was evil, and I think that she killed Princess Diana.
So, you know what, though? I feel like you're going to choose the side of Princess Diana.
Yes.
Absolutely. I feel like people that know me know that I like to be the devil's advocate. And yeah, know that I like I like to go against
anything I say.
Anything. just to make the conversation interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on like the facts you provide, I will try my best to kind of, you know, go the other route. If that makes sense. Yeah.
Well,
go ahead. So, my bad.
Oh, it's fine. So she was born Diana Frances Spencer on July 1st, 1961. I don't know if you saw the movie Spencer. It has, like, Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana. It was a hard watch. And I feel bad. I was excited. It's just awkward. Like, it's almost like they tried filming it as, like, a drama. As, like, how she felt in her day-to-day life. But it seemed more like a thriller versus, like, a docuseries. Yeah, that was tough. She stopped in front of your car and just stared at us. Do you want a feature? Like, I don't know what to tell you.
So awkward.
Anyway, she became Lady Diana Spencer at 14 when her dad got earldom.
Okay, two things after that. First thing, the Kristen, like, was it awkward too? Because she's not British.
It wasn't that, it just, she made Princess Diana seem incredibly tortured and, like, twitchy, which she might have been like that in real life, but, like, it just came off very uncomfortable to me.
Oh, so they might have provided some, like, dramatization to the movie?
Yeah.
Of, like, Princess Diana.
Which I feel bad, because, like, I like Kristen Stewart. Not her fault that she just gets the most awkward, uncomfortable roles.
Is she the one in Twilight?
Absolutely, yeah. Miss Bella Swan, and she was also awkward and uncomfortable. That whole movie, all those movies are awkward and uncomfortable, but
that's a different podcast.
That's a different podcast, because
I've never seen the Twilight movies. Like,
okay,
that, so
that is blasphemous. I've read all the books thousands of times. I am a Twihard.
I don't know how to read, so
we can tell.
I'm literally about to graduate college. Shut the fuck up.
Heavily relied on Word and Excel, Chegg, if you will. But she married Prince Charles at 20. They had the two sons, obviously.
What does that one word mean? The
earldom?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the... You know, like the show, Earl of Sandwich? Like, the restaurant?
Oh, please don't say that, I forget.
No, but, like...
Yes, and, like, they're the kind of, like, concept. Inducted into, like, royalty, I guess, kind of thing. Like,
gonna be honest, have no idea, but I know Earl of Sandwich sounds fancy, so...
You did not just say that.
She became a lady from it, though.
You literally did not just say a word that you don't know what the meaning is to.
No, I don't know what they... I don't know. I'm not royal. I don't know.
I have to. I'm gonna look it up. Go ahead.
You don't know.
Yeah, I'm about to look it up.
But, you know, Prince Harry and Prince William, that whole thing. Are you a Meghan Markle, Prince Harry stan, or are you for, like, Prince William and Kate Middleton?
Oh, the rank of title of Earl. Okay.
See? Nope, they don't either.
Alright, we're gonna move past that. It just means you're of royalty, I guess.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle, she's the one that the Queen did not like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're fighting now.
Well, she's dead.
Oh.
The Queen is.
Well, I knew the Queen, so, but like I thought the other side.
Yeah,
the two. Yeah.
Prince William and Kate Middleton, I guess, don't get along, and like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, like, have removed themselves from the kingdom. I personally don't like Meghan Markle. I think she's kind of a snake.
One of them is really hot. That's all I know.
I'm not really too sure which one you're talking about, I'm going to be honest.
I did see one thing.
Okay, is the person you're thinking of white or tanner?
Brown. Black?
No, like brown. Well, she's mixed.
Brown. Who am I supposed to be looking at? Kate Middleton?
Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle. Kate has a sister named Pippa. Pippa's pretty. I mean, Kate's pretty too, but they're just pretty in different ways.
I don't think it's Kate Middleton.
He said, don't think it's Ola Catherine.
Meghan
the Stallion.
What's her last name?
Merkel.
But yeah, it's like capitalized. It says. I type in Meghan Markle, and it just shows pictures of Prince Harry.
That's terrible.
Oh yeah, Meghan Markle, she's the one.
Okay.
I like her. Sorry. There was one thing with Prince Harry, though, where he was getting flamed because he was talking about him and the war. When he was in Iraq.
Prince William just got made fun of, but that's because... Never mind. Okay. I probably shouldn't say that. Anyway.
We've already been canceled a couple times.
Say, so. You know. But anyway, she married him. They had two sons. But she suffered with strain and stress of being a new princess. Because when you marry the prince, obviously it comes with a title. And a bunch of new responsibilities. And after, I think it was about, I don't know how long. It was a couple years. Well, more than a couple years. They formally separated because of infidelity reasons, which Prince Charles ended up with Camilla. She's still, yeah, her queen's mice, you know. But after the divorce, she was still an icon. She was still the princess. Everyone loved her. They thought she had a maternal instinct, like to the country. She was, you know, maternal to people in general. There was like pictures of her helping like. Animals, children, like sheep, 10 out of 10 person. Her death, unfortunately, came in 1997 due to a car accident in a tunnel, evading the paparazzi with her, at the time, lover, Dodie Fayed.
What a name. What a name.
I don't know how to pronounce it, really.
Oh, where is it? I can't even read your handwriting, so that's all right. Yeah, what a name, Dodie.
Dodie, yeah.
So she was in a tunnel, like, she's in a tunnel, and a car is coming the other way. Boom.
Yeah, like, the limo got hit by a white Fiat.
White Fiat killed this lady?
Because, so that's the thing, the photographers, they originally charged, because apparently the white Fiat was, like, owned by the paparazzi or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge ended up clearing them and just blamed the drivers involved, that it just was like a fatal crash. So she passed away.
Oh, so the judge might have been in on it, huh? Is that a conspiracy that the judge was kind of, no.
But like, there are other conspiracies, like that she was like pregnant and like she got killed off because of that. that was proven that, like, she wasn't pregnant because of the autopsy. But there are a few conspiracies that are kind of, like,
Wait, did Dodie survive?
No, he died.
Oh.
Yeah. So, his dad, Dodie's dad, he believed that the royal family murdered them because they were going to announce that they were engaged. And the royal family is known for being racist.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Which is a great thing to be known for. But he was Muslim.
Like so, Keith Hazar.
Yeah, like Keith Hazar. Damn, that was terrible. That was a hard watch. Any of you guys have watched that roast, let us know in the comments of anything.
Actually. Let me tell you, a little off-topicness right there. That roast was one of the best things I've ever watched. And it was
no coming back from that. Like, if all of your friends are collectively roasting that you're racist, it's not a joke anymore. You probably just are racist.
And, you know, it's funny because, like, no one held back on that either.
No.
No one held back.
But there were a couple times that I feel like they were almost too real.
Yeah.
Because there was no laugh. It was just kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, they just kind of, yeah. So I think that's what we should do. We should, like, kind of have a roast. Leave nothing on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
No, but okay. It's okay.
Leave nothing on the floor or the table.
Leave everything on the table?
Leave everything, maybe. Leave everything on the table, I guess.
Because if you leave nothing, like, on the table, there's nothing for me to take.
Yeah, there was stuff on the table, you took it, but, and you spit your game, and yeah, you just roasted everyone.
But wouldn't it be leave everything on the table so, like, I could just pick it up?
Maybe. But I think...
Regardless.
I think what... Like, that would be so fun to do. And just, like... Because I don't think I have a lot of dirt on people, but, like, just to say stuff that, like, be on your mind sometimes, kind of, like, fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the history, or, like, of her and the death. Brief history, brief death.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. I'm cutting that part out.
Why?
Because we already were talking about the conspiracies.
Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah. It was thought, because he was Muslim, that...
Oh, he was Muslim. Okay. That explains the name.
Yeah. That the royal family, that's why they killed him. Because even though she wasn't a part of the royal family anymore, technically they had sons together. She's always going to be a part of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that it was kind of like, well, he was Muslim. That's not something they wanted marrying into their line. So they kind of just put an end to it. Other reasons that people think that this was, like, an inside job was because, like, there wasn't any street footage of the actual crash. So, like, they don't know what happened.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there was no street footage, no, like, all of, like, the CCTV cameras. Like, I don't know if there just were none or they didn't work properly, but, like, there was no actual camera evidence of what happened in the crash.
When was this? Like, in the 80s or?
1997.
Oh, okay, my bad. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, I don't know...
The street footage thing, I'm kind of like, that's...
Because, like, if I were going to crash right 90s. Out here, like, there's no cameras right here, are there? I don't
there
think
are.
That, where?
I think there's some in this parking lot.
Well, I don't see any.
Okay.
But I would.
But if it didn't happen at an intersection, there would be no footage.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I got you on that part. Like, I'm pretty, like, that's kind of like a, of course there's not going to be, like, footage or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. The Muslim thing, I can get behind. I know people in this world that, you know, a little racist.
Yeah.
So I can get behind the Muslim thing. Yeah, hit me with some more. Come on.
The royals, their response to it. It took days to make the statement, and the next morning after the crash happened, and she was dead, basically, the queen just went to church, just business as usual, kept it moving.
So they didn't give two...
No, I think it took, like, 4 or 5 days to make a statement.
Okay, wait, so, I don't know if you know this, but did people know? Or were, like, people like, oh, we haven't seen Princess Diana in a couple days, like, I wonder what's going on?
I think people knew.
Oh, and they're like, okay, like...
Like,
she good or
the
like,
royal family just, like, didn't
But when the queen died, they released that like, boom. Yeah,
immediately.
Before she even died, they said, yeah, she
did. Like, some of the articles and stuff I read were, like, outdated. So, like, now after she died, especially with how quick they made that statement, I said, oh, yeah, they didn't care. Or they did it. They didn't care, or they're the ones that did it.
Okay.
They think another reason behind it could be that she knew too much already, because, like, even when it came to the divorce, like, she still spoke about, like, some of the separation things to, like, news outlets. So there's some speculation that she was going to expose, like, a trafficking situation where, like, the staff of the palace were getting sexually assaulted by, like, the clerk. I don't want to say the clerk. That's not the right word. But, like, the royal family, the earls, the lords, everybody. Okay,
so just the royal family in general, like, corrupting, yeah. Kind of, like,
and they were getting paid off, so they think that, like, that could be why they killed her off, is because she was going to, like, expose it, because she did, like, conduct interviews with some people from the palace.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a thing. Another weird part of the case was that it took the ambulance an hour and 45 minutes to get to a hospital that was 10 to 20 minutes away.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Like, it's not like there was, like, traffic or anything. Like, they just took the longest possible way to get...
I don't want to laugh, but it's like...
Like, yeah, to get to point A to point B.
Yeah, okay.
It would be like, to go to my house, you, like, went towards the mall, onto the veterans, came out down there, and then got to my house. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. And she has been on record saying in old interviews that there were people that didn't want her, like, they didn't want her, like, around, and that she wasn't going to be around for much longer.
Oh, so, like, a threat almost kind of thing.
Yeah, is what she said in interviews. Like, or one interview that she said, like, she made a comment like that. And I think when the person, like, kind of asked her, like, well, like, what do you mean by that? She just kind of, like, didn't really give a response. She was just kind of like, I don't know. Couldn't tell ya.
So, do you, like, okay. So, are people kind of, like, Team Princess Diana, Team Queen kind of thing? Or, like, are people just, like, in denial that the Queen had something to do about it? Or, like, the royal family had something to do with her death?
So,
like, did she have a bad side to her? Like, was she, like, did she have, like, anything, like, against her? Like, oh, she's racist, too, like Princess Diana. Or, like,
no.
Oh, did Princess Diana not donate to the puppies or, like, something?
No,
like that,
Princess Diana was literally, which I'll kind of get into that, but, like, she was, like, the epitome of, like, what they call, like, feminine energy of, like, the goddess, which we'll, again, get into that second, this, like, last conspiracy theory. But, like, she was very similar to, like, the goddess Diana of, like,
mm-hmm.
nurturing, childbirth, like, hunting, like, protector of the people kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because she was a normal person. Like, she, even though she was a part of the royals, like, she was a normal person. Like, she rode horses, hung out with her kids, like...
She didn't seem like she was better
volunteered.
Than anyone else.
No, like, okay, she was a very humble person. And they don't really know, like, Camilla, who's Prince Charles, like, mistress, basically, that he ended up marrying.
Mm-hmm.
She was a good, like, royal, like, she was a good royal choice because, like, she doesn't really have much to her
mm-hmm.
besides, like, this role. Like, she plays that role very well because she doesn't have her own opinions, whereas I feel like Princess Diana did. So I feel like a lot of it is that people think the queen was behind it because Princess Diana was going to expose them for being basically just bad people.
Okay.
Because she didn't have a royalty, like a royalty or commitment to any of them anymore because, yeah, her sons are still a part of the royal family. That's just genetics or whatever, but mm-hmm. she didn't, like, have to go out of her way to protect them anymore. Because I'm assuming they have so much money. They're the royal family. They definitely have secrets.
Oh, yeah. No, I think the thing that gets me is, like, I feel like it would have came out, like, eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if she did say something, like, I feel like someone somewhere else would have slipped up over the past, what, 25 years or so?
Yeah.
or 20, however long. But at the same time, it's kind of like they easily, I feel like, just cover stuff up, like that accident and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that like more hasn't been like said about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm surprised that there hasn't been like a formal investigation about it, which there might have been. I'm not too sure.
The problem with stuff like this happening to rich people, royal families included, you have a powerful person with a lot of money and connections. They could pay anybody off to say whatever.
That is true.
Like, they could have paid whoever did the autopsy off or whoever had the CCTV. Like, to, if they did, again, this is all speculation. I firmly believe that they had something to do with it.
Yeah.
The second theory is interesting. This last one, let me know what you think. Because do you, okay, let me ask you first. Do you believe in the Illuminati?
You know, it's funny because if
you get sniped out of the window for answering.
It's funny because, like, there's a part of, like, we've, as, like, a society, I feel like we've kind of, like,
accepted,
like, normalized, I don't know. But, like, you assume, like, oh, Tom Cruise is in the Illuminati or something like that. You know, these people that are really, like, powerful. Not powerful, but, like, rich and just, like, big icons and everything like that. Beyonce.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, man, like, and, like, there's so many people that make jokes about it.
Yeah.
Too, where you're like, oh, like, maybe, you know, like.
And, like, weird celebrity interviews.
Exactly.
Surrounding the Illuminati also.
Because they have those, like, TikTok edits where it's, like, I don't know, like, someone will be at, like, the Grammys or, like, the Emmys or something like that, and they'll be like, oh, you want to tell us about the Illuminati, so-and-so, like, as a joke, and the person's like, no, cut it, like, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, at what point is this, like, a joke, or at what point is this, like, someone's about to get sniped out of the crowd kind
of
thing?
Yeah, because anybody, like, even some of the, like, crazy stuff celebrities do, a lot of them say that it's a part of, like, the humiliation ritual mm-hmm. versus, like, them actually being that bizarre.
Yeah.
Like Doja Cat recently.
Oh, Doja Cat's in the Illuminati?
Well, just like, she went through like a period where she was just acting very erratic and kind of insane. So a lot of people were saying that that was like a part of the humiliation ritual for the Illuminati.
What is the is that like just like your,
like doing something very publicly, very out of character that is typically embarrassing. Like, I think it was Cat Williams that did, like, an interview. It was either Cat Williams or, like, Dave Schiff, someone like that.
Like, some comedian.
Did an interview about, I think it was Kevin Hart in a dress, like, for, like, some stunt or whatever. He did it. He wore a dress. And they were saying that, like, they think that's part of, like, the humiliation ritual and stuff like that.
Okay, so what I'm gathering is that you think there's, like, an Illuminati?
Yes.
Okay. I don't... You know what?
Because I think it's impossible... I know I feel like I say this in every episode, that, like, it's impossible for these things not to, like, be true.
At least you didn't say that, like, you had an idea that, like, Robert the Doll or, like, Sally was...
No!
If you would have said that, I'm like, all right, that joke's closed right there.
Yeah, you said, pack it up.
Pack it up.
I feel like I say this every episode, that, like, anything's possible. But oh, truthfully, definitely. There's so much that we don't know about the government and about, like, celebrities and about Hollywood, like, stuff like that. That is not out of the realm of possibility that there's just a bunch of rich, powerful people that are unknown that are making certain people famous.
You know, it's funny, too, because there's a part of me that's, like, to kind of, I guess, be the devil's advocate in this situation with no Illuminati, which I haven't really came up with the assumption, like, the idea that there is or there isn't an Illuminati. Bro, what? But for me, at least, well, one, how do you even get contact by the Illuminati? Do they send you an email? Do they call you? Do they send you a letter? Do they, like, come knock at your house at, like, 10 o'clock at night? Like, that's one thing. And then, like, the second thing is, like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, people that you could think of. But for me, at least, like, I feel like the Illuminati would, like, someone said something too far. And, like, if the Illuminati is what, like, people say, where they, like, just, like, take you and just wipe you from the earth, you know?
I don't think the Illuminati is, like, an email thing or, like, a letter thing. I feel like it's more of, like, a...
Like, how do you know you're in it?
Like, I feel like it's more of a celebrity party. Like, what I imagine is how it would probably go in, like, a movie. Like, you know how they say, like, for the 27 Club, that these people make deals with the devil, essentially, at crossroads? Like,
is that when you die at 27?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That you die at 27 in exchange for, like, fame and fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Which we could do an entire episode on the 27 Club and, like, celebrity stuff like that specifically. But I feel like, what if it's something like that? Like a celebrity party and you meet this, like, stranger that you don't know, like Justin Bieber or whoever,
mm-hmm.
meets this person and they basically, like,
kind of just dab you up and be like,
yeah, like kind of like the devil in disguise, but like it's not the devil. It's like a maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Okay. And then I guess, like, another thing is to be kind of like neutral. There might be an Illuminati. Like, I will say, I think it kind of like go hand in hand with like the alien thing, where it's like there might be an Illuminati, but I don't think they operate, and it is how it is like mentioned in like social, like on social media and like movies and books, where like it's this like big like super secret group or whatever. I think, like, it could be this group of, like, wealthy individuals or, like, actors, actresses, whatever. But, like, they don't do some of the stuff that you would think. Like, they don't have, like, it's not, like, a cult kind of thing. It's just, like, a, hey, you want to have some wine and just talk about, like, investments? Or, like, hey, you want to go to Disney next weekend or something like that? It's, like, a very exclusive group.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, this group of, like, oh, if you say too much, you're going to get wiped out from, like, we're going to take you out. You know, kind of thing?
Yeah.
I
the only reason I don't believe that is
have because, you seen people get wiped out because they said too much?
Did you see the person recently?
Oh, was it with the giant?
The giant! He took a picture of the giant and they said, no, no, sweaty, you're getting taken out. That's why.
But was that the Illuminati, though?
No, but what I'm saying, like, I just feel like there are so many people that don't want certain things getting out.
Yeah.
And maybe I have a silly little tinfoil hat on, but I am just one of those people that I just don't, like, I don't trust anyone rich or powerful.
So what happens if you get rich from this podcast?
I won't even trust myself, to be honest.
Like, damn, I need to
pull it back, honestly.
I need to donate half this money to charity or something.
No, really. But look at Dolly Parton.
What's wrong with
she
Dolly
could
Parton?
Be a billionaire, but she donates all of her money to libraries and stuff.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
That's what maybe she's a nice person.
And she's probably not a part of the Illuminati. Do you know who probably is a part of the Illuminati and they're on their way to becoming a billionaire but does nothing with their fortune but hates capitalism, allegedly?
Oh, no. Who?
Taylor Allison Swift.
Aren't you going to her concert?
Oh, if you best believe I'm gonna be big reputation at the concert.
All right, we might get copyrighted for
that. But... if we got a cease and desist from her, I would scream.
She'd be like, hey, can you take that out of your
no,
podcast?
Really. That's fine, but it doesn't change the fact. But that, so all of that ties into, I guess.
Oh, the second, yeah.
Because Diana, the goddess.
She reminds, you know what she reminds me of? She reminds me of the mom in Parent Trap, the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap.
Natasha Richardson.
The mom from Parent Trap.
Oh, is she? Yeah, she's dead.
Oh, I did see that. I did remember seeing that.
From, like, I think it was, like, 2009, because she was married. Can you Google who she was married to? It was Liam Neeson, I think. And she got into, like, a ski accident, and, like...
What's her name?
Natasha Richardson, I think. That could be wrong. But...
yeah. No!
No?
Was she the mom in Parent Trap?
I think so.
Or was she the, like, the maid?
No, Chessie, the maid. Okay.
Oh, Elizabeth James is the Natasha. Is
yeah,
Natasha.
That's the mom in Parent Trap.
Okay. Chessie is Lisa Ann Walter.
I know.
All right. Get the fuck out of my car.
Anyway, so the goddess Diana had a legion of followers and known for being, like I said, maternal, kind, very similar to, like, the Virgin Mary. So the conspiracy basically is that the Illuminati handpicked this high profile person to be groomed as a modern day goddess by them. And like Diana represents like the goddess of like I said, the protector of the people, nature, childbirth, hunting, and represents sacred femininity and them being like the moon goddess. Because there was a brand of paganism way back when, over the pond, called Merovingian, I believe.
At least you tried. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how else to pronounce it. I suck. But the tunnel where she died, the Ponte d'Alma tunnel, was actually a sacred site dedicated to the moon goddess of that brand of paganism. Like, in Christianity, like, AD yeah. kind of whatever. Okay. And that's where she passed. Same place. So, the important info of that is the tunnel, the sacrificial happenings happen in the underground temple, which would have been the tunnel, and that's where she passed, in the tunnel. And they have a torch outside of the tunnel that is, like, the unofficial memorial of it, but it's a torch which... Torch in occult symbolism means like illuminated, and it's on a black pentagram. I'm the dumbest word. I pictured a pentagram in my head. That's all that matters.
Yeah, but that's totally different.
Pentagram. Then the park dedicated to her has a 5-petal rose that also represents like feminine energy, and all of, like, her memorial coins and stuff like that also have roses on it. The same one, the 5-petal rose. There's a torch on her tombstone similar to the one, the illuminated one. The burial site where she was placed is deep in a grove, which is very similar to the goddess Diana, who calls her followers to deep grove areas. There's pictures. So, Dodi Fayed. His dad runs a department store, is head of it. Probably not anymore. He might be dead. But, well, maybe not. But his father, it's called Harrod's. Mm-hmm. It's a department store over there.
I've heard of it.
And, oh, I forgot you studied abroad. And
I've never heard of that shit before.
And he has, like, you know, memorials, whatever, for them at, like, the first one in London. But there's a picture of both of them in two interlocking circles that also represent very strong feminine goddess energy. The memorial also has a glass, a wine glass, with her lipstick on it from her Last Supper. And I guess, like, the Holy Grail wine glass also, like, kind of stands for, like, sacred femininity type of deal. And he has a statue of two people, like, or the two of them, that says innocent victims, which is weird. I mean, obviously he thinks they killed him, but, like, it's weird just because it's supposed to be an accident, but he's putting, you know, innocent victims.
Yeah, so he's starting a controversy kind of thing. Where he's, like, saying, like, yeah, this wasn't, like, an accident.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, he's, like, a grieving father. But, like... I don't think so.
Okay.
And they think that this response to her dying of the moon goddess is a response to when JFK's sun god's death, and that it was kind of like a blood ritual. Mm. There's also speculation that if there's any truth to it, that one of the sons is going to become like Loki the Antichrist.
Oh my god!
But like, which honestly, Prince William... I'm just saying.
Is Prince Lynn the one that's balding?
Yeah.
Oh, that dude's got some problems.
Mm-hmm. Like, he...
Can I say that? Or am I going to get attacked now?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody... I don't know. I feel like most people in America like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle better.
I like them better.
Oh. I like Kate Middleton. I feel bad for her. People hate on her. But anyway.
Rightfully so.
What do you think of that? Because here's the thing. It's one of those... I feel like... There is a lot of, like, symbolism and stuff backing it up. It's just a very... I guess if it is just a coincidence, which very well, very possible could be a coincidence, it's a very specific and weird coincidence. You know?
You know, it's funny because I wish I would have said what I said before you just did. But it's, for me at least, like, it's, I'm not, like, big on, like, the symbolism and all that. Like, I, not that I'm very big on it, I just don't understand it. So, like,
I bet you were great with Socratic seminars in class.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, so like my initial thought is to go to like coincidence kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I probably wouldn't even like thought about like the tunnel or whatever.
Yeah.
Like being like the sacred ground or whatever. But I think where my mind kind of went to first was just like looking at past incidences with like the queen and the royal family and like maybe seeing how shady they were. If like I was kind of on the inside. Like, obviously, you know, well, I guess the queen herself is, like, she's pretty old. Or she was pretty old, you know? Sorry. She's pretty old. So it was kind of, like, she grew up in a time of, like, segregation and just, like, things like that, you know? So, you know, it's easy to think, like, yeah, she was pretty racist, you know? Like,
yeah.
She grew up, you know, not liking a certain, I guess, in Europe, it might have been, like, Middle Eastern people and black people, I guess. Over here, like, in America, it was just mainly, like, black, maybe Indian, other people. Like, on the West Coast, Chinese, Asian, I don't know. That's not going to get me canceled. Come on now. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. But it's like, in Europe, obviously, like I said, she grew up with that kind of, like, mentality where it's like, hey, she was told not to like someone. So, like, maybe that kind of, like, stuck with her. But she, because of, like, her publicity and everything, she had to kind of be like, oh, no, I kind of like him. Nope. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
So, like, there's a very real possibility, now that you said that he was Muslim, that I think that the queen was like, oh, hell nah. You ain't gonna mess with this dude that's not white. You know?
Yeah.
And so she kind of set out, not that she specifically set out, like, a hitman. But, like, you know, someone, like, she said, hey, I don't really like this dude. And someone's like, yeah, I don't either. Let's get him.
So, okay.
I think my first thing first was just thing... to, it wasn't, like, the Illuminati stuff. It was more of, like, the just facts straight in front of me. Like, Queen didn't like this lady because, like, this lady was going to expose them and she didn't want to be exposed.
So you
she
do the believe. Boom. So I believe over the Illuminati thing that the royal family just got rid of her.
That's what I think.
Because yeah, the Illuminati thing I just found out about, I think it's interesting, but it's like, it's something that if it came out that it was true, I'd be like, damn, symbolism's everywhere, you know? But like, I think, I guess what I'm asking, so after hearing everything that I have presented, do you think it was an accident? The royal family was in charge of it, or the Illuminati?
I think the royal family is in charge of it. I definitely think it's tough because I don't know the situation and everything. I think it was set up. I don't know if it was specifically set up for her to get in a car crash or whatever, but like definitely I think it was set up where like they did not like her.
Yeah.
And they wanted to like get rid of her kind of thing. But I didn't know, like, I think it could have been, like, oh, they could have planted, like, drugs on her and she could have went to jail or something like that. Like, that's what they could have possibly set up. Or, like, it was, like, I don't know, like...
I think if it was true that
they... I don't think they were going to assassinate her. That's one thing.
I think so.
Okay.
Only because I feel like... Think about it, I guess, this way. So, there's the queen, obviously. There's Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not necessarily, I don't think they would have set her up for prison. I think if she did actually know that much, that people were, like, sexually assaulting, like, them or, like, whatever, and the other, like, family secrets, mm-hmm. I think the queen, if you look at it, I guess, from, like, a mother's perspective, as, like, fucked as that sounds, they're very powerful people with a lot of money, and... I think that she looked at it as, like, my son's future as the pot, like, whenever I pass, to be the king, is in jeopardy. If she comes out with all of this stuff, we won't be respected as one of the last royal families in the world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like at that length, she might kill
her. It makes sense. No, after you saying that, it does make sense. It's hard.
Because they wouldn't have to do it. They would, like, I don't even really feel like Prince Charles, like, I know there's speculation that, like, Prince Charles, like, knew about it. I feel like this was just between, like, her and then, like, her most trusted, like, assassin. Because I feel like all royal, whatever, have, like, a sniper.
Yeah, but again, the dude that assassinated her got killed as well.
So?
Did the guy in the Fiat not die? They said both, like, everyone died, right?
I think the only person that didn't die was, like, I think, like, the driver died. I think both drivers died. Maybe.
Dodi. Diana.
Diana died.
That's really it.
Yeah, I think there might have been one other. Maybe it was, like, an assistant or someone that was with her that I think sustained, like, injuries. And the only injury, like, one of the injuries he had was that his tongue got ripped out or, like, partially cut out.
Okay.
So he wasn't able to talk for a while. And I don't think he ever talked about really any of it, to be honest.
Okay, that's kind of sus, right?
That's really... Because I was like, I've seen a lot of car accident, like,
I'm like, how's things. Your tongue
but, like, your tongue just getting ripped clean out. Interesting.
They crashed. Someone went into the accident just...
They said, sorry, bud. God, let me just
try it
in
okay.
here.
Okay.
Like...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at that. Do some more research on the tongue thing. Because that's, like... That's, like you said, I've seen some car crashes, ain't no one's tongue got ripped out.
No, not like that.
The only way I can think about it is if he bit his own tongue off, but, like, I mean, which is, like, but very, like, plausible, but I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe, I don't know, I just don't think so. I feel like she definitely got someone to just, like, take him out.
And so, I guess...
Because I feel like with that, there are certain people that I feel like would sacrifice themselves... As, like, oh, they could possibly die for, like, the royal family.
Yeah. I think, you know, you have those devoted followers and everything.
Even, like, the security guard for, like, the Kardashians. They be putting their life on the line for that. Or, like, people that, like, protect the president.
Oh, well, you have to for, like, the president. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's, like, part of the job description. Like...
Okay, well, then imagine the queen. Like, we can't vote the queen out.
But, like, again, like... So... People are either queen, like, or, like, Princess Diana definitely, like, got sabotaged, assassinated, died because she was going to expose. Or, like, people are like, nah, the queen innocent, she good.
Yeah, they think that, like, it was just kind of like, oh, well.
What a coincidence that she got in a car accident and died. Boom. Okay.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Like, oh, that's unfortunate. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So, okay. And we said earlier that Princess Diana was well-respected.
Yes.
Like, everyone in England, I guess, liked her, you know?
The world.
Oh, I did see one thing where Meghan Markle wore the black dress that she did.
Yeah.
To, like, the funeral?
Yeah. She, like, Meghan Markle has copied the looks of Princess Diana a couple times and Kate Middleton. And I think Kate Middleton has, like, copied some of Princess. I think that's very bizarre that you're trying to copy your boyfriend's dead mom's outfits. Find it a little interesting.
Wait, Meghan Markle copied Princess Diana's outfits, but then...
And Kate Middleton, a couple of Kate Middletons. But then
okay, Kate Middleton didn't copy any of Princess Diana's.
She did,
she did.
I think.
Okay, so they're both stands of Princess Diana.
Yeah, which is kind of bizarre.
Which is, okay, I guess it could be, but, like, the way I see it is that Meghan Markle is kind of like a... Like, she's like, all right, I know what she stood for. I represent that now. Like, I'm gonna kind of like...
My dad's dead, okay? If my boyfriend looked at a picture of my dad and said, you know what? I respect the drip. And he started dressing like my father. I would, like, same clothes. I would be like, okay, why? Like, is that not weird?
But, like, I feel like...
Okay.
But, okay, so I feel like, though, like, that's just, like, like a social media kind of thing. Like, not social media, but like a respect kind of thing. Like, not saying that I'm gonna do it, but like, it's like a respect kind of thing where it was like, I don't know, like, say, for instance, a football player dresses in like some new like tuxedo or whatever, like some flashy stuff. People are gonna start dressing like that because they're like, okay, like that looks good. Like especially if the football player is like well known, well respected, you know, like did really good, donated charities, all that kind of stuff. They're gonna be like, okay, this dude was like, you know, he's like a positive influence. Like, I like what he stands for. I'm gonna like kind of go after his like model. You know, like I'm gonna kind of, you know, dress like him.
Maybe.
I saw it as like a sign of like respect, like kind of like a nod to her, you know.
I just think Meghan Markle's kind of a bitch.
Oh. I forgot you're a hater, so...
I am a hater. I hate her.
Oh, that... Okay, well I wanted it no bias, and...
That is no bias.
No, there's definitely
bias. I just told you, direct correlation, dead dad boyfriend would be creeped out if that were me.
Yeah, but you're biased. And
that's not biased, because I said Kate Middleton. I like Kate Middleton, and she also copied Diana. I think it's weird. It's not biased. I just think it's bizarre.
I think it's just kind of like a nod, like...
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, it's just like a, hey, like, I know what you did. Like, that's, like, respectable. I want to be like you kind of thing.
So I have a question for you, then.
I'm going to wear this dress because of you, you know?
Do you think that if it were, like, you, your, like, wife was like, I'm going to dress like your mom as, like, a sign of respect kind of thing, same clothes, would you be like, oh? Or would you be like, yikes?
I mean, if it's, like... Obviously not every day. I doubt she does it every day. Does she do it every day?
No, I'm not Meghan Markle.
Like, as long as she's not, like, going in, like, the same, like,
because
outfits as,
I
like,
will
my
say
mom.
Princess Diana, she started, like, the chunky sneaker, bike shorts, crew neck vibe.
Okay.
So every basic girl in America dresses like Princess Diana.
So if my mom started that trend and people started dressing like her, I'm fine with that. Yeah, go ahead, dress like that.
Yeah.
That's
not the one she copied. Unfortunately, that is not the one she's copied.
But no, like, obviously, if it's like a special occasion, you know, like.
She starts wearing like your old band shirts.
I feel like, whoa,
she's a big supporter.
Take that off. No, like, obviously, like, for the funeral and everything, like, I saw it as like a kind of fuck you to the. Oh, F you to the queen, you know? Like, the dress. I don't know anything else that she kind of wore.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's, like, a special occasion, like, that's fine, I guess, you know?
I feel like people, though, that do stuff like that... I don't know. I feel like a statement like that may be not appropriate. But, like... I don't even like the queen, but maybe not appropriate. I feel like then you're making it about you and not the cause.
Mm.
But, again, I'm a hater first.
You are a hater.
You are also a hater. You can't.
What do you mean?
Not for Meghan Markle because she's attractive. If she wasn't attractive, you would be a hater.
No, I just don't. I don't know a lot about this. Like, this. I'm not a hater of Meghan Markle. I'm just not familiar.
I know you're not a hater. That's the problem.
I'm not familiar with this kind of, you know, this royal family stuff. So I was going based off looks. I said, damn, Meghan Markle's. Looking pretty good right now. I'm going to go on her side.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, thank you guys so much for listening about this debate. Let us know if you think it was the Illuminati, the royal family, or just crap luck.
Yep.
Make sure to subscribe to us on anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Spotify.
Apple Podcasts. There's a couple.
Maybe one day YouTube. I don't know.
Would be great. follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and we will see you next time. Bye. It's not biased. I just think it's bizarre.
I think it's just kind of like a nod. Like,
but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, it's just like a, hey, like, I know what you did. Like, that's, like, respectable. I want to be like you kind of thing.
So I have a question for you then.
I'm going to wear this dress because of you, you know?
Do you think that... If it were, like, you, and your, like, wife was like, I'm going to dress like your mom, as, like, a sign of respect kind of thing, same clothes, would you be like, oh, or would you be like, yikes?
I mean, if it's, like, obviously not every day. I doubt she does it every day. Does she do it every day?
No, I'm not Meghan Markle.
Like, as long as she's not, like, going in, like, the same, like,
because
outfits as,
I
like,
will
my
say
mom.
Princess Diana, she started, like, the chunky sneaker, bike shorts, crew neck vibe.
Okay.
So every basic girl in America dresses like Princess Diana.
So if my mom started that trend and people started dressing like her, I'm fine with that. Yeah, go ahead, dress like that.
Yeah.
That's
not the one she copied. Unfortunately, that is not the one she's copied.
But no, like, the obviously, if it's like a special occasion, you know, like,
she starts wearing like your band, your old band shirts.
I feel like, whoa, all right,
big
take
supporter.
That take that off. No, like, obviously, like, for the funeral and everything, like, I saw it as, like, a kind of, like, kind of fuck you to the, oh, F you to the queen, you know? Like, the dress. I don't know anything else that she kind of wore.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's, like, a special occasion, like, that's fine, I guess, you know?
I feel like people, though, that do stuff like that, I don't know, I feel like a statement like that may be not appropriate. But, like, I don't even like the queen, but maybe not appropriate. I feel like then you're making it about you and not the cause.
Mm.
But again, I'm a hater first. I'll admit.
You're a hater.
You are also a hater.
What do you
can't.
Mean? What do you mean?
Not for Meghan Markle because she's attractive. If she wasn't attractive, you would be a hater.
No, I just don't. I don't know a lot about this, like. This, I'm not a hater of Meghan Markle. I'm just not familiar.
I know you're not a hater. That's the problem.
I'm not familiar with Meghan this Markle. Kind of, you know, this royal family stuff. So I was going based off looks. I said, damn, Meghan Markle's looking pretty good right now. I'm going to go on her side.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, thank you guys so much for listening about this debate. Let us know if you think it was the Illuminati, the royal family, or just crap luck.
Yep.
Make sure to subscribe to us on anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts. There's a couple.
Maybe one day YouTube. I don't know.
Would be great. follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and we will see you next time. Bye.